And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and joining me as always is Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Good morning, Jo, and good morning.
Hi, Sarah Davidson. Sarah.
Good morning. Lovely to be back.
It is so nice for the three of us to be here. I have to ask, it's very exciting that borders are open.
Yes.
And international travel is back. Any holiday plans?
No.
In a word, no.
In a word, look, perhaps in 2023, I'd like things just to settle a little bit. What about you, Sarah?
Oh, I have nearly 2 years to make up for. So I've got heaps of plans. I'm fully planning to make the most of it. Well, I've got a lot of domestic travel. I think, you know, the last couple of years has turned us back to the glory of Australia and this beautiful country.
Sure.
But I have two weddings in Europe, so I fully intend to make the most of those.
Mm.
Which part of Europe?
We have one in a castle outside the UK and one in Lake Como.
Oh, my God.
Right? Well, that's hard to take.
I mean, it would be rude not to,
I agree.
Irresponsible, really.
Wow. Totally. Life is hard for you.
It is really tough.
Well, I bring it up because our first topic this morning is travelling overseas and the checklist you need for travel during the COVID era. Dr. Deb Mills, a.k.a. Dr. Deb the Travel Doctor. I love that. It's good to have a catchy name when you're a doctor. She's been practicing travel medicine for over 30 years and is the author of Travelling Well, A Guide to a Safe and Healthy Journey, which is in its 21st edition. Dr. Deb knows all about what we need to do to travel safely overseas. And there's lots to consider, Sarah.
Mm. So much. So much. I actually have been to LA, you know, in December, and it's a lot of admin. You've really got to be on top of it. So I'm really excited to
there's
have
more and more
Dr.
And more,
Deb on today.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's changing constantly, so it'll be great to pick your brains.
And as a tennis player recently found out, if your paperwork's not in order, nothing happens.
Sure. But, I mean, there's vaccinations, but there's also you've got to think about whatever health issues you're taking with you when you're travelling.
Mm.
I'm not a comfortable traveller. I don't like being on a plane. I find it kind of brings up a lot of anxiety for me. So
even in the pointy end with
I've never been in the pointy end,
Gerald. With a quiet
GNC
before it leaves the ground,
there's a pointy end in a plane?
I know.
Wow.
I've heard.
Wow. They do tell me.
I've never been there. It's on my bucket list, so we'll see.
I've seen photos.
Yeah.
Looks nice.
Gerald could take us. Perhaps.
I know.
It seems like you know all about it.
It's just nice when they say,
I'll be your
turn
plus
left
one
when you walk in.
Oh, jeez. All right. So we're looking forward to learning all about what we need to consider when we're travelling at this time of COVID. We do often hear buzzwords around health, and I've recently heard this one a lot, mitochondrial health. But I guess I don't really know what it is, Gerald.
We're talking here about energy production at cellular level, and we do have not only an expert but a really nice bloke to chat to, which is Dr. Ross Walker.
That's right. Friend of the show, Dr. Ross Walker. He's an integrative cardiologist and expert on heart and mitochondrial health. He's going to help us when it comes to overcoming fatigue. Doesn't that sound nice?
Mm. And very timely. I feel like we're all pretty tired.
Well, it's one of the issues with long COVID. So these fatigue levels that are really, I'm hearing from more and more people, that it just can't get back the energy levels that they had pre-COVID.
Yes, and in our A to Z of vitamins, you're going to tell us all about collagen, Gerald.
Mm-hmm. We're going to keep connected.
Oh, I like
it.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Our number is 131-873 if you'd like to give us a call with any questions that you have for your health. Gerald is here for any advice you might need, 131-873, especially if you are anxious and about travelling and looking for some advice as to how to stay healthy when you do head overseas or even locally. Next up, Deb, the travel doctor, joins us on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
CoQ10 is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of CoQ10 to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions that you might have. But first, as our country reopens its international borders for the first time in nearly 2 years, well, thoughts for many of us have turned to overseas travel. Some of us can't wait to get on a plane like our Sarah there.
Such
some
a
of us,
keen bean.
Like myself, a little bit more hesitant. Well, joining us on the line from Brisbane is Dr. Deb Mills, a.k.a. Dr. Deb, the travel doctor, to tell us the do's and don'ts for taking that holiday overseas. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, team.
Oh, well, look, we love having you here. We're very keen to learn how to travel safely. I know you specialise in travel medicine, but, you know, COVID has changed the landscape somewhat.
Look, I am so thrilled to speak to you because for 2 years we have been twiddling our thumbs in our travel clinic. And so we are, it's amazing. As soon as those borders opened, travel started to come back. People started coming in. And I think the main thing that's changed with COVID is that it's just added one more thing to the mix. But the great thing is the COVID vaccines are fantastic. They're really effective. And if you're properly vaccinated, really, the main problem with COVID is the disruption in your travel, where governments keep opening and shutting borders and making a lot, you know, costs, enormous costs, where people have got to pay for PCR tests. Mm. You know, one family has paid $1,000 for their PCR test.
Jeez. Mm. So, Dr. Deb, for COVID, what is our checklist at the moment before we travel? I know it is changing all the time, but at the moment, sort of, what are the main things that we should be doing in preparation? And more specifically, what should I be doing? Because I plan to be traveling a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think that the main thing, which has always been the case, you know, you've got to have your passport, you've got to have your tickets, but now you've got to have your COVID paperwork. You've got to have an understanding of which tests required, whether it's 24 or 48 hours beforehand. And in fact, a lot of people have had COVID, and so then they need extra special paperwork to prove that their COVID is gone away. Mm-hmm. Because if you have a PCR test and you've had COVID recently, you could still be positive on a PCR test. So it looks like you've still got COVID, but it's really already gone. You know, there are things like you've got to keep your mask on the plane. So you want to have one that you've tried, like comfortable shoes. You want a comfortable mask. You want to make sure that you're maybe order a special meal so that you get fed first. So you don't have to take your mask off when everyone else's masks are off.
Oh, that's clever.
And make sure, yeah, and make sure you've
I'm taking
got
notes.
Of, you know, absolutely. N95 mask is the best. KN95 is the next best, and then the sort of surgical mask and then the cloth mask. So for a plane, you want the best mask you can. You need to take lots of hand gel, and probably a good idea to take a RAT test so that when you're on your way home, you can test yourself before you go for your PCR test just to make sure you're negative.
Deb, I'm not sure the private health insurance actually understands the word insurance and what that means, but where are we with people with comorbidities who are travelling and travel insurance and really the risks they face if something goes a bit pear-shaped while they're away? Is that an added issue more now than it was pre-COVID?
Absolutely. Look, it's a nightmare, the whole insurance. I know someone who works on a cruise boat. He said that it's just as expensive to pay for the insurance as the cruise. Mm-hmm. The insurance policies have just skyrocketed in some places. And some policies cover illness with COVID, but not disruption with COVID. And people with pre-existing illnesses are in a terrible place because if they get sick, their pre-existing illness may or may not be covered. Mm. We had a talk once from an insurance person and they just said, look, just tell everyone to read the policy.
Because oh, sure. That's about 28 pages, Deb.
in secret code. Mm. Some of the policies are a little bit they have to have an English version, you know, a translation. And travel agents are very good at helping people with that. Yeah, it's terrible. I don't have a good answer
to
that.
No, that's fine. It is a real concern, though, for that demographic who might cruise, can't wait to actually get away and unpack once and not unpack again. And it is a real concern to them.
It is. And, in fact, cruises are safer than they've ever been. It used to be that we just worried enormously when people got on cruises because influenza was bad, norovirus was bad, and so on. And the cruise lines just didn't seem to care. But now they care. Now the ventilation has improved. They've got social distancing. They've got swabbing. Anyone who's sick actually has a quarantine area to go to. It used to be you couldn't quarantine on a boat. The health services are much better. They've got better facilities. So we're actually, once cruising starts again, we're going to be safer than we ever have before.
Okay.
Deb, you mentioned influenza and the fact that there are, you know, I think COVID has taken a really big headline and we've kind of forgot about the other precautions we might need to take for other things before travelling overseas. Aside from COVID, is there anything that we should be thinking about? Are there, you know, other kinds of vaccines or preparations we should be taking regardless?
Look, I think, you know, research your destination is very important. I think trips need to be a little bit more outside. Not great in this weather we're having today, but, you know, avoiding things like crowded marketplaces, public transport if you can, you know, try to eat and socialise outside as much as you sort of can. You know, it's very difficult to give broad generalisations.
Sure.
The one of the tips I always like to give is beware of the air bridge because everyone crunches up and the social distancing is almost non-existent. And when you get on the plane, put the little vent blowing on you because everyone's got to get on a plane trip and the air blowing from those little vents is coming straight out of the filter, so it's much safer than the air wafting across you from the person next door who maybe took their mask off and is coughing.
What great advice. And obviously there are other vaccinations we have to consider if we are to be going overseas. When should we be actually going to the doctor to get those?
Oh, absolutely. Look, the other travel diseases have not gone away. And there are diseases like hepatitis A and rabies and Japanese encephalitis, which all depends on exactly where you're going. And we like people to come and see us about 4 to 6 weeks before departure. Now, it's never too late because you can always pick up a medical kit in case you get sick and you need the right drugs to treat yourself. But vaccines take 2 weeks to work. And as everyone's learned with COVID, sometimes you need multiple doses. Mm-hmm. So you need to get these things organised early. It's not good enough to just sort of do it at the last minute. And surprisingly, we are seeing people who have not planned anything, just getting on a plane and going to Colombia for 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
You think we've had 2 years to plan. So the fact that you're planning your trip is great because planning is everything. You really need to get organised, have the right shots, make sure all your dental stuff is up to date. You don't want any medical problems brewing their heads when you're in England because it's just awkward and complicated.
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, I love all this fantastic advice, Deb, and Sarah's packing as we speak. So.
I've been recording this for my own private purposes for later.
Thanks so much, Deb, and you've inspired us to dream of travel again.
Dear. Absolutely do. It's actually safer than it's ever been.
Oh, that's
great.
It's
just a bit more organising.
All right. Well, that's, yes, get yourself organised. Head along to your travel doctor, just as Dr. Deb Mills, Dr. Deb, the travel doctor, tells us. Thank you, Deb. You have a great Sunday.
Thanks, Deb.
You too. Keep out of the wet.
Thank you. Give us a call, 131-873 with your questions. Sam in Strathfield, good morning.
Morning, Sam.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Nice to see the sunshine.
Yeah, thanks. How can we help?
Yeah, look, I've got polymyalgia rheumatica.
Yes.
And I've been on prednisone for over 5 years, and I don't like it. I read more about it. I don't like what it can do. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to know if there's a good substitute, natural substitute.
In a short sentence, Sam, no, there's not. So polymyalgia rheumatica specifically responds to the steroid, the prednisolone. And usually you get a much higher dose for a while, bring it back under control, and hopefully it stays under control. But in some instances, and you're obviously one, low dose continues. Now, we need to not become steroid phobic. We know that high dose steroids for a long time, Sam, aren't good for you, but low dose gives you hopefully pain-free quality of life. You can put some omega-3 fish oil, some turmeric as an anti-inflammatory alongside that. But if you've got to take low-dose prednisolone to get movement and comfort and all those things. Don't stress. Express those concerns to your doctor, who'll probably reassure you, just like I've done.
Thanks, Sam, and all the best with that. We'll get more of your calls, 131-873. Next, plus, we were just speaking about vaccines with Dr. Deb there. Well, in a moment, Gerald's going to talk to us about flu vaccines and how important that is. So if you have any questions about flu vax, do give us a call, 131-873. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sarah Davidson. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Now, let's talk about flu vaccines. I know I wasn't here last week, but I have listen to the show, actually. You can do that anytime, houseofwellness.com.au. Yes. And you did have Dr. Nick Coatsworth show last week to talk about flu vaccines.
And Nick he was very good last Sunday, but he also speaks a lot of common sense. He has real concerns, and we've got to be careful that we don't just throw vaccination right in the face of people, because it's really been a hard couple of years, hasn't it? We've had mandates and all sorts of things. But Nick quite responsibly said, we've had 2 years where we've had virtually no exposure to flu viruses.
Mm.
And it's more important than ever this year that we consider having our flu vaccine again. It's always been important, because that changes, just like coronavirus changes. So bookings are open, and it's important to do it soon, because we've got travel borders open. We're going to be exposed to these viruses. It's nowhere near as complicated as the COVID vaccine issues. So bookings are open. Certainly Chemist Warehouse bookings are open online. I've done mine. I've booked in. I think middle of March it starts. Get in the queue. Get it done, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore, because it is really important.
And can I ask, is there a way to prepare for it? Should we expect there to be side effects if we have the flu jab?
No. We've had, Joe, flu vaccines have been around for a long, long, long time, 25 years probably. So we know a fair bit about it, and the formulations change each year based on what we're finding in the Northern Hemisphere. The issue this year is that there hasn't been a lot of flu in the Northern Hemisphere as well. So we're really starting off from a different base. But the extra protection, we worry about all the health issues associated with a COVID infection, that potentially will pale into insignificance if flu takes off. So it's serious. We need to understand it, and we need to make a responsible decision.
I think that's just such a great reminder, because it's been, you know, COVID's been on the front of our mind for so long. I forgot that there was a flu vaccine, whereas normally I would be, every year I'd be on it, and early as well.
So I also recommend, Sarah, Flu Tracker, which is a free weekly update. Couple of very simple questions. You get a reminder every Monday, and it helps track flu across the country, which is really important for those people who, the epidemiologists are always in the news, to let them do their planning based on real evidence.
And any supplements we should be taking heading into flu season?
The main three, Joe: vitamin D every day, vitamin C every day, and zinc every day. They're the three immune boosting. There's no magic formulation. And they're, of course, additional to sensible sleep, comfortable exercise.
I know. Can you explain that concept a little bit more? Flesh that out for me, Gerald.
Means turning the screens off and getting a good night's sleep. Comfortable exercise. And just watching what you eat.
Yes. Oranges. I'm mad for oranges at the moment. Loving that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Citrus is good. And remember, the brighter the colour, the better it is for you.
How very nice. Well, thank you so much for that. And yes, head along and book your flu vaccine. Let's get to some calls. Jack in Essendon, good morning.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning. Love the show. I listen every Sunday. Fantastic.
Okay, very kind. How can we help, Jack?
I'll just get to the point now. Mm-hmm. Before medication, and I'll tell you what that is in a minute, I have trouble staying asleep. Like, I fall asleep okay, but my bedtime is around 9:30, 10, but getting up at about 4:15, which I feel is not enough. Now, what I've done to tackle that is I've been described by the doctor 5 milligram of melatonin.
Yes.
And taken it a half with a half a pill of Imovane.
Yes. Working,
now,
Jack?
Yes, but it's starting to wear thin. You know what I mean? Look, it's not. I've had this for trouble for a while, Gerald, and I don't know what more I can do, because I really don't want to take the Imovane. I don't know if that's dangerous together. I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm just trying to find that extra sort of an hour or so, Gerald. Yes.
It's re-establishing the habit, Jack. And the first thing, don't worry about the number of hours you are asleep. Then you're going to be at 9:30. Maybe push that back to 11 o'clock. And that'll take a few weeks to develop. And then you'll get those extra hours in the morning. And then all that worry will go away. But if you go to bed at night thinking, I'm going to be up at 4:15 in the morning, you will wake at 4:15 in the morning. Try setting an alarm. You'll always wake up before the alarm. Well, mostly you'll wake up before the alarm, and because that's what our brain is doing. So well, I've got another thought for you, Jack. Sorry, I just dropped my pen. To take some magnesium, which is the great tension reliever. Now, it'll work well with the Imovane and the melatonin, but in an ideal world, once the sleep pattern is established, those two medications you won't need. So bear all that in mind and away you go. Exercise before bed. Maybe a bit of deep breathing, Sarah.
I think the wind down ritual is as important because that often leaves you wired, and the sleep quality that you get, I think if you go to sleep wired, you don't sleep as long and you don't sleep as well. So some meditation, some breathing exercises.
Just heavy, not heavy
some
breathing.
Lavender.
Let me take that back.
deep breathing.
Deep breathing. Mm. Just slow your breathing down and that will help you get into a better frame of mind.
But it is so true that we've heard so often from sleep experts that you need to learn not to fret about the sleep. And your body will sleep when it needs to sleep eventually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it takes time to develop.
Very hard. And
we also have a 2-minute military sleep technique for falling asleep that's coming up on the show. So stay tuned. I'm doing a 6-week challenge.
There you go.
We'll report back. Jack, stay tuned.
I love that. What a great tease. Here's another one. In just a moment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Ross Walker to explain mitochondrial health. I can't say it. Mitochondrial health. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And we'd love you to keep your calls coming. 131-873. Give us a call with any questions for your health. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Of course, 131-873 is our number. But first, let's talk mitochondrial health. It may not be a term that many of us have heard of, but it's been hailed as a new frontier in healthcare for our energy levels. Gosh, that sounds good. Joining us on the line is friend of the show, Dr. Ross Walker, an integrative cardiologist who specialises in both heart and mitochondrial health. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Gerald and Sarah. And can I say, before we start, I have a specific question for Sarah.
Ooh.
I heard at the start of the show that she's going to a wedding in Lake Como this year. As am I. I'm wondering if it's the same one. When
Gosh, stop of name droppers. It. This could be a great time, Dr. Ross. Mine's in middle of August.
Oh, no, I'm early September, so
actually, Ross,
leaving as I'm arriving.
Yeah, Ross, as someone who's travelled with you, I'm rather relieved that Sarah is going to a different wedding.
Gerald, please.
We could cross over on a dance floor. You don't know that, Gerald.
What I would like is that, can we go as a show? Can we do a trip to Lake Como?
And how they do it in Lake Como.
Just discover the health and wellness around Lake Como. There's surely lots of healthy things we can do.
My mitochondrial health would benefit enormously, I feel.
All right, well, let's get into mitochondrial health, because please explain to us, Ross, what is it and why is it so important?
Well, look, the cell has a lot of different components, but I think the three big ones are the membrane, which is in fact the brain of the cell. That's the covering, the interface between the external environment, the internal environment of the cell. Of course, the nucleus, which is really storing our genetic material, but also just as importantly, the mitochondria. That's the fuel pack of the cell. So it doesn't matter what sort of flash car you drive. If you've got no energy in the drive, if you've got no energy in the car doesn't move. And it's exactly the same thing with a cell. If you've got no energy in the mitochondria, the cells don't work. So we need to do everything we possibly can to improve our mitochondrial health.
So, Ross, how you just mentioned, you know, the mitochondrial energy. How is that actually created?
It's created by a series of reactions called the respiratory cycle within the mitochondria. I don't want to get too technical, but the nutrients that we eat, whether it's glucose or fat and certain proteins, feed in with oxygen into this mitochondria and create this ATP. Now, one of the big drivers, and I've heard you talking about it all morning, is ubiquinol, which is the active version of coenzyme Q10, which drives that mitochondria. So it's one of our major drivers. And here's the problem. and I'm going to be a bit brutal to a couple of people here, to Gerald and myself. once you get over 40, I know we're just over 40. Yeah,
thank you, Ross.
Barely.
Once you get over 40, your body's starting to deteriorate a little bit. I mean, in Gerald's case, of course, he's a machine, but but 30 is the peak of our life. And from there, it's all downhill. And our ubiquinol levels in the mitochondria start to drop off. And when we hit 50 especially, there's an enzyme that converts you from ubiquinone, which is inactive CoQ10, to ubiquinol, and that really drops off. So you just don't get a lot of active ubiquinol in the cells, which is why I think it's important to get your ubiquinol from other sources.
What puzzles me, Ross, is that the mitochondria, the respiratory chain, so the Krebs cycle, all those things, we've known about that for 50-plus years. Why has it taken so long for us now to understand the relationship between energy production at cellular level and vitality and all of those things that we talk about so often? Why so long?
Well, mate, firstly, as you well know, science advances funeral by funeral. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's been a lot of effort into this area until the last 10 or 15 years, where the research has been enormous to show all of these different drivers, such as things like NAD plus and what we're talking about today, ubiquinol. Mm-hmm. And something that I suggest to all my patients as well is magnesium orotate, because the orotate pushes up the CoQ10 levels in the mitochondria. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Ross. It's fantastic to get that.
Can I ask one more question of Ross? And sure. I ask him every time. Sorry, Joe. Ross, there'll be a lot of interest based on what we've talked about, because every time we chat to you, the interest is the same. Can once again you reassure our listeners that taking ubiquinol in the ready-to-use form will not interact with a lot of the medications that the impression is that it will?
You see, this brilliant man always asks the brilliant questions, and it does my head in, Gerald, when I hear a lot of people say, oh, no, it says on the packet you can't take ubiquinol with warfarin, or you can't take it with this drug or that drug. It's an addition to that. All my patients who are on statins, I give them ubiquinol to maintain good energy in their mitochondria. So there's no interaction between ubiquinol and any drugs. And in fact, it's the doses we're suggesting are between, say, 100 to 150 milligrams daily for energy if you're on statins or if you just want to keep things going in the body. But they've used up to 1,200 milligrams a day of ubiquinol in different settings, and they haven't caused any side effects at all.
Thank you. Good work. Thanks, Ross. Thanks,
fantastic. Mate. It's great to get that advice from you, Ross. And we'll all see you in Lake Como.
Yes, well, as we say in the classics, the river, don't you?
Family trip. Ciao, Bello.
Good on you, Ross.
Thank you so much, Ross. And let's get to some calls. Hi there, Beverly and Altona. You have been taking ubiquinol.
Yes, I have. I've only just started. It's 100 mil three times a day, but I'm finding I'm getting a headache because of it. Should I cut the dosage back?
Look, there's probably no need to take it three times a day, Beverly. We need energy production across the day. Why don't you go back to 150 milligram of ubiquinol, that's the ready-to-use form, and just take that in the morning. And I think you'll get all the benefits.
All right, I'll do that then.
Good on you.
Jeez, you must be bouncing off the walls taking it three times a day, Beverly.
Well, it's actually not a stimulant, so you can take ubiquinol at night. It's not going to keep you awake.
Okay.
But there's probably other things going on, Beverly, but look, certainly take that dose back to the morning.
All right. Thank you so much, Beverly, and we'll get more of your calls next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
CoQ10 is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of CoQ10 to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to The House of Wellness. It's time for A to Z of Vitamins. We're talking collagen this morning, Gerald.
When we think collagen, Joe, we think connectivity. We think connecting various parts of joints and skin particularly. And it's something that we just accept that as we age, everything stays the same, but we don't. We get an awful word, a bit of sagging here, there and everywhere.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just, speaking
Gerald.
Generally. Generally, so if we're talking about maintaining integrity of tissue, collagen's fairly important. And I know we get it from various foods. It comes in chicken and red meats, but and bone broth as well. But the demands on our skin and our joints, particularly as we're moving, is just huge. So looking at some extra collagen makes sense. A bit like Ross was saying with the ubiquinol, we need it, we use it, and as we age, we need more and more and more.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Kind Collagen Plus. It contains dual source collagen peptides, plus every purchase spreads kindness. Let's get to some calls. Sue in general, good morning.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning. I've got kidney disease, which I'm keeping very well at bay by keeping on a vegan diet, mm-hmm. thanks to Gerald. Mm-hmm. And, yes, I'm 1 year out of supposed to be being dead. That was last year.
Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Well done. Champion. Walking.
Yeah, well done.
And still walking 20K, or still walking and running 20 k's a day. So
oh, look at you.
And that's in
not
the
too much sagging.
Up and down the up and down the hills of Chembrook, Sue. Good for
up
you.
Up and down the hills. That's what we're doing at the moment.
Why?
Dog and I.
Well, how can I help you, Sue?
Can I take ubiquinol?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You think I should be?
Well, look, there are no downsides to ubiquinol, Sue, as Dr.
So
Ross explained.
So it doesn't affect you?
No, 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 it doesn't. No, okay. Because we're talking here about energy, and the fact that you're so active and the demands on your energy production is there, it makes sense. Make it as easy for your body as you can. And you go for it, 150 milligram each morning, and your body will thank you. And you just continue to look after yourself.
Yeah, what an inspiration you are, Sue. Thank you for your call.
Well
and
done.
Jane in Malvern, just very quickly, what is your question today?
Hi, Jane.
Oh, yes, good morning. I've been on prednisolone 5 milligrams for quite a while for rheumatoid arthritis. But for the last few months, I'm down to 2. But I put on quite a lot of weight and I'm just craving for food all the time.
Can be an issue, Jane, with taking steroids with your prednisolone. The first thing to do is have a chat to your doctor and see if he can perhaps lower the dose a little more. And look at, from a food perspective, look at more protein because the cravings normally are associated with carbs. Mm. And the steroids interfere with your insulin levels and it creates the cravings. Chat to your doctor, more protein and good fats, less carbs.
All the best with that, Jane. Thank you so much for your call. And thank you to all of our callers this morning. Head to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab. And also for any information on the House of Wellness, House of Wellness TV is back today. And my goodness, you had a little chat with Michael Bublé, Sarah Davidson.
I did have a little chat with Michael Bublé. I haven't quite recovered. If I sounded off today, it's because of that. He absolutely swept me off my feet.
It was a bit of a one-sided interview, I might add.
On his side, excuse me.
Not what I saw.
But I've been wearing his rose gold perfume all around the place.
Have you?
So
oh,
you can get that at Chemist Warehouse. Oh. It's an absolute delight.
And I think he's carrying a sign saying, I spoke with Sarah Davidson.
I think he's telling everyone, just quietly. Mm-hmm. I think that's the highlight of his year so far, just saying.
He is quite a charmer. And it's a beautiful interview. So check that out midday on Channel 7. And also on the show, we learn about some of the worst kinds of communication in a relationship. Ooh. And what you can do if you fall into these habits.
Yeah, did you answer those questions truthfully?
Always.
Okay.
We're rock solid, thank you very much.
The problem in my relationship now is Michael Bublé, so that's a really shame.
I had a call from Daz who thought, oh, I'm not so sure.
Okay, we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's time to be kind to yourself, to others and to the planet. And Kind, Australia's first one-for-one supplement brand, is a great place to start. Kind Collagen Plus combines two forms of collagen in one tablet and supports skin elasticity and firmness from the inside out. Pick it up at your local Chemist Warehouse for just $14.99, half the price of its RRP. And remember, for every Kind product purchased, Kind donates an immunity product to a person in need. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
We are almost out of time here, but Gerald, there's been a question I've heard a few times actually, and this is from Barbara. Yes. She's asked, if she has a temperature, do you automatically do a RAT?
Not necessarily. Because the rapid antigen tests are so freely available, you can really do them any time. But doing them too often, you become paranoid. You think, oh dear. If you have got a temperature and you're unwell with other symptoms, you know, those flu-like symptoms, certainly do a rapid antigen test. But don't let it dominate your life.
I feel like if you're going somewhere and you're worried about the people that you're spending time with, that's a courtesy that you can do if you have a rapid antigen test available to you.
Yes, an expected courtesy.
Yeah.
But there are also other reasons why you could have a temperature. So I don't think it's not an automatic, you have a temperature, you've got COVID.
True, because we actually, you know, have a hot cup of soup, you'll feel hot.
I mean, talk to Michael Bublé. Got a temperature.
There you go.
Now, there's a lift out today.
House of Wellness Plus lift out in the News Limited papers today with a lovely photo on the front page of a little child sitting in a field, which is just lovely. So that's available today.
And we have been talking about travel tips, and there are some fantastic travel tips in that particular lift out as well. Sarah, what are you off to today for your health?
Oh, for my health and well-being. I think I'm going to spend some time in nature, go for a walk,
spend some time
with the dog, just have a lazy Sunday.
Well done.
Yes, you're off to play golf, Jim.
No, well, later this afternoon, we're actually getting into the circuit of the 50th wedding anniversary. We have a series of friends, and we're all about the same age. They say pharmacists are friendly people, and we've all stuck together through thick and thin, dispensing kindness and wellness to one another. Lunch today.
That's very, very beautiful. Well, whatever you're doing, we wish you a very healthy and well Sunday. As always, check us out at houseofwellness.com.au. We say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all next week.